Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Lauren with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the extensive rules surrounding the processes of changing gender on a birth certificate have been scrapped in a momentous step forward for trans and gender diverse Queenslanders. Before the passing of this bill overnight, people applying to change their gender on paper were required to have undergone gender reassignment surgery, a costly, invasive and often inaccessible process. Emania Brown, a trans woman and spokesperson for Equality Australia, called the law life-changing and a great development. She said, quote, "Queensland was one of the last places in Australia to have cruel and outdated legal barriers that deny many trans people ID that accurately reflects their gender," end quote. The new laws will also allow formal name changes at the same time.
Brisbane City Council has announced a $500,000 plan to rehabilitate urban quarries in Pine Mountain and Mount Cutha. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner says the sites will be turned into public green spaces, which will open for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Schrinner also says the quarries will be still in use for now, but planning for the long-term future of the sites have already begun.
In national news, Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe has withdrawn accusations made yesterday under parliamentary privilege against Victorian Liberal Senator David Vann. Senator Thorpe accused Vann of sexual assault and claimed former Prime Minister Scott Morrison had to remove him from his office. The comments came as Senator Vann was speaking about the Sex Discrimination Commissioner's report on parliamentary workplaces. Senator Vann immediately rejected the comments. Thorpe advised she withdrew her remarks to comply with parliamentary standing orders and will make a further statement today.
Australian Federal Police have pulled off one of the country's biggest drug busts as they seized 6 tonnes of meth hidden in canola oil bottles destined for Melbourne from Canada. Police say they hope the bust will place a hold on the country's illegal substance trade, as government data reveals drug users collectively spend billions of dollars on meth every year. The Australian Federal Police and Victoria Police will provide more details at the press conference on Thursday morning.
In international news, at least 79 people have drowned and hundreds more are feared missing or dead after a boat carrying refugees sank off the coast of Greece. The incident is believed to be one of Europe's deadliest shipping disasters. Varying reports estimate as many as 750 people were on board the 30-metre vessel. A representative of the Coast Guard told Greece's Mega TV, "It's not safe to give a number. We don't know how many people were in the hold." Those who've been rescued so far have been taken to the town of Kalamata and are expected to be moved to an immigration camp outside Athens. Greece is one of the main routes in the European Union for refugees and migrants from the Middle East, Asia and Africa. And the Greek Migration Ministry has blamed international smuggling networks for putting migrants' lives at risk.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a 0% chance of rain. It is currently 9 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.